For the first time in nearly 65 years, the federal government is changing the basic rules of the road for truckers. New regulations cut the legal length of a trucker's day by an hour. While the rules are designed to reduce accidents and driver fatigue, some truckers are not happy. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Most everyone agrees that changes in the rules governing truckers' hours were long overdue. In 1939, when the regulations were adopted, there were about 330,000 registered trucks on American highways, mostly driving on two-lane roads. Today, close to 4 million trucks carry some 80% of the nation's freight over a network of multi-lane interstate highways. In recent years, federal regulators have been working to reduce the number of truck accidents by focusing on a major cause: driver fatigue. Andy Beck of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration says more than 400 people die each year in truck crashes where fatigue is a factor.
The rules will save up to 75 lives and prevent as many as 1,326 fatigue-related accidents each year.
Under the new rules, truckers will actually be allowed to drive an hour longer each day, 11 hours up from 10. But the change that rankles many in the industry is a provision reducing the total amount of time a driver can be on duty, down from 15 to 14 hours each day. On-duty time includes, besides driving, hours spent loading and unloading, fueling up, getting lunch, even taking a short nap. Todd Spencer of the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association says while the rules are well-intentioned, they take away the flexibility drivers now have in determining when to drive and when to rest.
So, in essence, they don't really enhance that aspect of highway safety. But, you know, if a driver had the ability, I mean, hey, maybe it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and your circadian cycle came in to where you just suddenly feel fatigued, and a nap would work just fine.
The new rules do allow drivers with sleeper berths in their trucks to break up their day with a nap, but only if the nap lasts at least 2 hours. While truckers are not always scrupulous about logging on-duty hours, the new rules will make it much more difficult to hide extra time behind the wheel. At the Oak Grove truck stop on Interstate 70, just east of Kansas City, there are at least 118-wheelers parked out back at any given time. Some truckers are inside their cabs getting a nap. Others are inside the truck stop taking a shower or getting something to eat. Bill Hazelwood is in the truck stop store looking for a truck light to replace one recently smashed when he hit a deer. Like nearly all truckers, Hazelwood, an owner-operator from Guthrie, Oklahoma, is paid not for the hours he works, but for the miles he drives. A common complaint among drivers is about the time they spend loading and unloading their trucks. That's time they don't get paid for. Hazelwood's worried that with the shortened workday, hours spent loading and unloading are going to mean even less time behind the wheel and less money in his pocket.
I've been to places down in Houston. 2 times I delivered to this place, it took a total of 19 hours to get empty. I didn't get any money for it. You know, that's a day and a half you lost sitting because some people they don't care about us. You know, they've got us sitting out there. They don't have to pay us to sit out there, so they're not in a hurry to take care of us.
Trucking companies and their customers echo Hazelwood's concerns and predict reduced on-duty time will drive up costs. Some estimate the industry will need more than 100,000 new trucks and drivers just to accommodate the changes. Don Osterberg is with Schneider National, a large private carrier based in Green Bay. He expects the new rules to reduce the amount of freight his company can carry each year by as much as 9%. But instead of hiring drivers and buying trucks, he says Schneider and others in the industry are pressuring customers to reduce the amount of time truckers spend waiting at loading docks.
I am optimistic that ultimately we will make some changes that will mitigate much of the negative impact. However, I'm a realist in the perspective of the 4th of January is coming very, very soon. And if there haven't been substantive improvements already put in place, they certainly aren't going to be in place by the 4th of January.
The Federal Motor Carrier Administration estimates the new regulations will cost the industry $1.3 billion a year. But that's a cost the agency believes is outweighed by what it says are billions of dollars in savings because of fewer truck accidents and fatalities caused by driver fatigue. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.